Okay. Christian faith and material wealth. Right? Is it material wealth or material increase? Material wealth. Okay, I'm sure. Okay. So we said this is the third section. And it's gonna be quite because I have missed it a little after this session. So just have this immediately. Amen. Matthew 28 from verses 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power, that's the word authority, all power has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then I told you that is not actually in the original, and that's true. He said, he is just added, and as we get to see, I'll get to show us in church why I said so. It wasn't added by the original, but it's part of the translators by us. It is teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even through the ends of the age. This is so instruction of Jesus within the 40 days. And Matthew will capture it as make disciples. Mark will say this in Mark 16:15. He will say, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils. Amen. Amen. Just recently I said, I was telling us that should be in church. I happened to be in a place where people were arguing. Is it going to be supposed to be in my name or they'll cast out demon? Resistance shall follow them that believe in my name or that believe in my name will cast out demon. Where will be the portion? Now that is not what he should be agreed on. It's a wrong thing, the wrong place to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. This sign shall follow them that believe. It says, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. It says, they shall pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick would recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord working with and confirming the words with signs following. Jump to John 20, verses 22. Our 22-23. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins, ye remitted remitted to them. Whosoever ye retain, are retained. Hallelujah. So we said this will be the closing remarks, closing instructions of Jesus within the 40 days. Hallelujah. Look at Luke. Luke gave us a Luke 24, he gave us an insight to this instruction, where it's from. He read verses 44, he said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written, did you see that? Which were written in the law of Moses, says, in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened his understanding that they might comprehend or understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And here with witness of these things. So Luke 2 also shows us that same instruction and tells us that the instructions will be coming forth from how Jesus taught or from his teaching. And the teaching will be within the 39 books, which is called the Law of Moses, the Prophet, and the Psalms in their days. Hallelujah. That is Genesis down to Malachi. That means the instructions, therefore, will be instructions of Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. And we said, as good students of Jesus, you would have to read from different places. So the disciples also, or the writers of the synoptics, made us see that even when they were to write about the life of Jesus as in the incarnation, they didn't write it as stories. They have to write it as scriptures fulfilled. They are following the same method that they've seen from Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus was to speak of himself in Luke chapter 4, he spoke of himself from the scriptures. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Luke 4, 18. Remember that? When you get to John 10, when he says, I am come that they might have life, that is explanation of scriptures. So, it therefore behoves that the writers of the synoptics, who are his students of the Lord Jesus, two of them, and two also are students of his students, would have to write the same way. Therefore, Matthew will open up in Matthew 1:1, showing us that what is writing in Genesis, in his synoptic, he will say it will be from the beginning, from the generations, or the Genesis. And it calls the Genesis of Jesus Christ. Did you see that? He calls the Genesis of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of David. The Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Did you see that? He calls the Genesis of Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, when he goes to Genesis, and you see David, you know David is not in Genesis. Hallelujah. But yet he's telling you, you have to read everything together. Amen. So when you use the word Genesis there, is a shorthand for he started from the Genesis. So you will have to read the 39 books together. Hallelujah. Something else you observe in Matthew that I will take us through also in church on Sunday, you will find him use the words like that, it might be fulfilled. It might be fulfilled. Why would Matthew use that a whole lot? First of all, you have to ask yourself, who is Matthew's audience? Matthew's audience, as it were the Jews. He had a most of his audience to be the Jews, Matthew. So he uses words like that it might be fulfilled. So he's writing to them, and what might be fulfilled? He will be writing that the life of Jesus is a fulfillment of scriptures. He writes it plainly. He writes it plainly for you to see. Hallelujah. Are they following me? He writes it. In fact, Matthew brings in locations. He brings in locations. Hallelujah. Very proud now. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Let's see Mark chapter 1 verse 1. It said, Mark uses the word beginning, okay. It said, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You hear that? The Son of God. When you use the word Son of God there, your mind goes again to the Genesis where you find Son. Hope you're following me. Okay. So your mind goes again to Genesis where you find the word Son. So, it makes you see that the line, what is right, what he's making you see, that what I'm writing to you will be from the Genesis. Never should you lose sight of that truth. What he's writing as the lifestyle of Jesus will be scripture fulfilled from the Genesis. Hope you're seeing that. Amen. Amen. So also, okay, something that you must not be lost on is he brings sin again in verse 2. He brings in Malachi, and in verse 2 he brings in Isaiah. To make you see that he's reading it, he shows you that, oh, it starts from Genesis, but what you have, how you have to understand it is that you have to read backwards. Did you see that? Backward reading. So from, you read the lifestyle of Jesus, and then you see in Malachi, you see back again to Genesis. So telling you that a good Bible student will learn to read backwards. Hope you're following me. Something also you find in John, I'll skip Luke for tonight. We'll take that, we'll continue. I'll tell you more about that on Sunday. So, John uses the same word that Mark will use. That word, beginning, arche. He says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. So, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, or the word is God. He says, same was in the beginning with God. So he takes you again, what has John done? John has taken you again back to the Genesis. Hallelujah. And he's telling you that who you have as Jesus in the incarnation is from the Genesis. The word in the Genesis. And the word is God. How we are following that? The word is God. That is very vital as we get into our study tonight. In Matthew, let's get back to Matthew 28. Matthew 28 from verses 20. Matthew 20. Now look at what Jesus said to them in that instruction. When he told them, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father. So he now says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Now he says, teaching them. When he used that word teaching them there, it makes you see that Christianity is knowledge based. Christianity is knowledge based. It's a knowledge based thing. Christianity is a knowledge-based thing. Many times there are lots of things that I don't argue with anybody anymore. Formerly I want to argue to prove my point, but there's no need to argue. It's a knowledge-based thing. Hallelujah. Your walk with God is effective to the degree of your knowledge about God. Is effective to the degree of your knowledge about God. Hallelujah. You cannot serve God above your knowledge of Him. You can. So it's very vital. And that is, you see, and it, this is knowledge gap that people have. You know, he showed us about false believers. And I'm supposed to talk about a bit of it today, but I'll see if time will permit me. Amen. Sometimes, what really is the issue with some people is what they heard prior to when they got saved, or prior to when they heard the gospel. So many times it's not even associated with what they know or what they were told in getting saved. Maybe those ideas they've heard before they got saved. Amen. They have some deep, they have some myth that they had in their mind before they got saved. Now when I got saved, I had a mind expecting those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is being saved and still having a shaky and a faulty foundation. Amen. They didn't deal with those things. It doesn't mean that they are not saved, but they have faulty foundations. Hallelujah.
Amen. Like dealing with someone who tells you that he got born again or got saved because he wants God to do this. No, God is not a jazz. God is not a jazz. Don't equate your serving God to having a jazz. Somebody said Jesus is an audacious. I don't understand how he got that. He's not jazz. Oh, yeah, glory to God. So there are a lot of things that a lot of people didn't settle. It's just like Jesus' disciple when he was not giving them the judge, giving them word, and that's still as we at this point. We're still again the kingdom to Israel. Jesus didn't mention anything about that. Or those were gifts that they had prior to their being saved. And they felt it was still going to be valid. So we see how that is today. And so will it take us to heaven? That's the next thing.
Don't ever learn that.
Some people are hanging on some promises. I told us this last week. Some people are hanging on some promises that they thought God promised them. And God never said anything. And they're angry with God for it. For what God never promised, and you felt he promised you. God didn't promise you that. Amen. Someone was angry in the office and said, why is it out of all that guy was crazy. It's crazy. Because when I heard it, I told him, are you okay? How will you say that? A job that I'm doing. He said, why is out of all jobs in Nigeria, why would God allow him get a microfinance job? And I felt like giving him the slap of his life. Because I'm doing the job. And I haven't complained before.
He said, why did NNPC, oil company PPC, why?
And then because your TV didn't match those places. I didn't have to argue with him. Your TV didn't match it. And because I was born, I said, your TV didn't even match it. I don't even know how they picked it.
It didn't match it. How can you say such kind of nonsense?
Oh, they were lazy. Can you say such kind of nonsense? Glory to God. Amen. Some people wait to see the match is from.
You will have to play there.
There's this site that I went to today from Facebook, one Zico, I don't know if you've seen that. And then like if you get 13 over 13, you are, if you can get 9 over 13, that you are an Ajepaku. And I looked at it. And I got 13 over 13. The rest of that came out is you are a real Paku. You are a real Ajepaku. I just like, what is there? Sue. Sue, I don't know. Is it Kosua? I don't know. I know those things, but I played them. Amen. So my TV match Ajepaku. Amen. There's no butter anywhere. Nonsense. So let's continue. Where were we? So when we get angry with God over things God never promised them. Those things God never promised them. I remember one time like that. Let me sing the song for you guys. One time that I traveled to the village. I was in school and lo and behold, I don't know how to relate it, but is it like step grandmom? Is it like not even grandma, but let me place that in that pedestal of grandma. Is it like step grandmom? Oh, okay. Your step grandmom's child. Oh no, your step grandmom's son's wife. Does it rhyme?
Okay, my step uncle's wife. That is better. So without his step in law. Priscilla Fletcher.
How about? Anyway, am I correct? Okay, you'll be like, so she was not singing a song. Jesus said to long the moon, that's the river moon, the river
Jesus. You know that song? She said, God, Jesus will settle her mouth. So I can join my fellow people to eat. And he was singing, he told me he danced, he started dancing. They now use it to pray that God should settle their mouth. Seriously, I felt angry. Where did you find that in scriptures? Yeah, I was very angry. Very angry. What was the meaning of all this? Very angry. So sometimes people have such kind of things, they hang themselves on thinking God promised them. But that's not true. That's not true. Hallelujah. And this really will affect people's service. Because God never promised this. So we began to ask ourselves the question, what is the Christian faith about? Right? We got there last time. What is the Christian faith about? What is the Christian faith about? I will say that Christian faith is about what Christ has done. Hallelujah. And what Christ has done is God starts in the earth. So the Christian faith is about God starts in the earth. Christ's assignment in all of the earth. That's what the Christian faith is about. God starts in all the earth. So what is God starts in all the earth? 1 Timothy 2, verses 4. That all men be saved. All men be saved. And come to the knowledge of the truth. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So God starts in all the earth is heaven and earth. God taxing all the earth is God in all the earth. God taxing all the earth is God's family in all the earth. God wants to have a family in all the earth. All men be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So sometimes some people want to get born again so that they can have God as an Odeshi. No! You don't get born again to have God as your champ. No! You get born again so that you can serve the Lord. How are you following me? That you can serve the Lord. Exodus chapter 3 verse 12. On this mountain you will serve the Lord. You serve me. Amen. I told us that one time like that, I bought a book, The Seven Spirit of God. And a dear friend of mine asked me a very genuine question. The question he asked me was, what's that book about? Hope is not a kind of book. A book written by Pastor Christopher Akinobe. A lovely book. Lovely book. So, he said, hope that book is not a book that tells you or that wants you to use the Holy Ghost as a tool. Because the Holy Ghost is not a tool. Amen. I told him no. Amen. You want to know that? Because that's what a lot of people want to do. So, most times, people begin to err. And Jesus, in Matthew 22, told the Sadducees, you are not knowing the scriptures, not the power of God. Hallelujah. How are you following me? Not knowing the scriptures, not the power of God. Jesus had an issue in Samaria. That should be Luke chapter number 9. And then the disciples were angry and said, Master, should we call down fire from heaven? And he said, you don't know the manner of spirit which you have. Hallelujah. Because he's the heir. When a man errs, walks in error, he doesn't know God. Paul wanted Philemon to walk in love towards one person, Onesimus, and Philemon has a good record of walking in love, he prayed for him. You see that? Hallelujah. That the communication of your faith will become more effective. See, by the acknowledging, that acknowledging there means coming to a precise, full and precise knowledge. A pignos, the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Do you see that? So your walk with God will be effective. Your walk in the Spirit, your walk towards believers will be effective to the degree of your knowledge about God. The knowledge about God. Hallelujah. So, what's your Christian faith about? It's about, I'm running there as soon as my redeemer. No! No!
I'm running the race, I'm running the race. Like your redeemer left you.
I'm running the race to meet my redeemer. So your redeemer is at the door. We're all in a race to meet the redeemer at the door.
No, that would be stupid. Because Jesus never left you. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13. I will never leave you. Never leave you. So Jesus' promise was not a coming back. No. Jesus' promise is he's still with you. How are you following me?
Hallelujah.
Jesus' promise is not a coming back. His promise is he's with you. It's not a going away to come again. No. His promise is that he's with you. Matthew 28. And lo, I'm with you. That is his promise. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. So the promise is, I am with you always. Mark 16, the Lord walking with them. So there is no promise that he left, that he will come back. He didn't promise that. Jesus never promised that. So when people get that from, I don't know. So we are waiting to get to heaven. Loud out, loud out, loud out. Our Lord Jesus is alive. That's a slap. Why would we say that? Get to heaven. Hallelujah. The believer is there already. So the moment the believer, anything that makes you see God, that takes your eyes away from God in the believer. Any message, any sermon that takes your eyes away from God in the believer is not of God. It's not of God at all. Hallelujah. Because God will be found in the believer. Hope you're following me. Let's take a step further today. Amen. Amen. So, we said, what is the gospel about? We say it's about service. God's purpose in the earth, right? Hallelujah. Therefore, let's ask ourselves a question. Is the gospel a means to becoming financially prosperous?
You know, this is a very vital question.
Is the gospel a means to becoming financially prosperous? I've heard of people telling other people, the reason why you are not progressing, the reason why you don't have a job, why you don't have a good job, is because of your church. No, that's not true. It's only a babe that will buy that. The reason why your business does not go forward is because of your job. No! I mean, because of your church. No! Who told you that? Amen. Amen. Why would you say that? You must understand that it's not part of it. No, there is a, some people say there's no Abrahamic blessing in that church. What's the meaning of that? But can you see why people expect things that they thought God has done? I don't know what that. I've seen it, I've heard it. Someone said, I want to get married so that I will find favor with the Lord. What nonsense is that? Like in the Bible, Proverbs, it's 22. It says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord. I said, what nonsense are you saying? Get back to Proverbs chapter 1. The writer already gives you a disclaimer that what he is writing are proverbs of the scriptures. He already gives you a disclaimer that he's giving you proverbs of the scripture. So that means when I'm to read Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, I should read it with Genesis down to Deuteronomy. So those will be proverbs of Genesis to Deuteronomy. So why will I get another lady find a wife, find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord? And except a man gets married, he doesn't have favor. What nonsense are you saying? No one even had, tomorrow, I still believe that thing is a joke. It says if you are single, you are a bachelor, then you are a sinner. So that means for the 50 years that wisdom has been a bachelor, he has been a sinner for 50 years. Is that what he's saying? So quickly, Femi is looking forward to get married. Can you not be a sinner? No, stop being stupid. The reason why I don't have a job is because I'm not yet married. When I get married, I'll get a job. I know people who have good jobs, got married, and the job went. You don't know. Are you looking at me? The job went. I don't know why I got married. He's a doctor. Doctor, the wife showed up in the theater room and slapped the man like 4 times. Showed up! Slapped the man and left. You sack the guy. This is wife, oh. Is that not favor? It's not least favor. Yeah? Nonsense. Hallelujah. Some people married wife and their business closed off. Because the wife became rich everything. Plus profit, plus everything. You don't know. Not even some women were doing well until they got married. I don't still rule out the fact that some people weren't doing too well and they got married and everything worked out well. Right? But it's not connected at all to the promise of God and Scripture. So, but if you don't have the Abrahamic blessing, in my church you have the Abrahamic blessing, you are doing advert. Let's even look at Abrahamic blessing. Hallelujah. Let's see Abrahamic blessing. The word bless is from the Hebrew word barak. The first time it is used for man is Genesis 1:28. For man. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:28. Be there. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Did you see that? Is this what God's scripture? God's purpose. How can I say that? The word blessed though, is this what God's creation, God's purpose. Now that word barak is used for an acceptance, to speak well of. An acceptance, to speak well of. A thing, a person, or an action to speak well of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's used for God's plan. In Genesis 2, verses 3, we'll take up a bit on Genesis for today. Now, Genesis 2, verse 3, it says, and God blessed the 7 days and sanctified it. The 7th day. Because in it he rested from all the work which God created and made. God rested from the work that God created. Okay, following that. That is the Trinity now. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, let's see this now. So, it's used for what? To speak of the 7th day. How God sanctified it. Did you see that? Now, let's let it say it in Genesis 5, verse 2. The same thing with Genesis 1:28. Male and female created he did and blessed them and called their names Adam in the day the Lord created. In the day when they were created, sorry. And Abraham was 130 years and begat a son in his image and his likeness and called his name Seth. Now look at what it says in verse 2. It is for to bless them. In that, he blessed them. He blessed them. Hallelujah. How to give that? That is in line with God's plan in the earth. Chapter 9. We'll find someone in chapter 9. And has a person called Noah. Chapter 9. Noah, after the flood. Now, hear this. There was a flood. Right? A flood. We found God's deliverance in the flood. Right? God's deliverance after a chaos. God still
again of his plan in chapter 9 verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Is that the same word spoken in Adam? Is that the same word spoken in Adam? Replenish the earth. Is that the same thing in Genesis 1:28? Yes. So we've seen now that the word blessed is used in relation to God's will, God's purpose, God's plan in the earth. It's just in relation to God's plan, God's purpose in the earth. How do I say that? And what is it? God's family in the earth. Hope you are saying that. Have you seen money attached in any of this? Have you seen money? No. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see verse 26. Verse 26, he said it again. Now, this is Noah blessing Shem. Look at what he said to Shem. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. He used to speak good. To speak well of Shem. Blessed. To speak well of Shem. Now let's get through to chapter 12. When we begin to see Abraham. What is the Abrahamic blessing? Your church have Abrahamic blessing. Does it have? What does it mean? Oh yeah, Abrahamic blessing. Now let's get to Abraham, chapter 12. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me give you a permission to Abraham. Before Abraham, just like before, when God blessed Noah, before then you had the flood. Now before Abraham was called in chapter 12, in chapter 11 we had the Tower of Babel. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 we have the Tower of Babel. Now what is the Tower of Babel? I know in CRT, I know in schools, they taught you that men were trying to build a house that will reach heaven. And in all your wisdom, you never knew that house can never be built that will get to heaven. It's never possible. you know the magnitude? It's not possible at all. Say, men were just building, just building, just building, just building. And God now said, if you allow them, they will do it though. Let's quickly go and scatter them. That's their kind of story, don't you think so? Do you think we're acting Nollywood? No. Amen. You know, the children of Israel understood what Moses was saying here. Amen. Because they also had it as a story. They had that history too. And they knew what Moses was talking, communicating here. Amen. So when you hear the Torah there, look at chapter 11 verse 3. Genesis 11 3. Now he says, and they said to one another, go, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks for stone and slime and had for mortar rather. Says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower. Watch that. A city and a tower. Now that word tower there, or what you call tower, that word tower there is actually a zugat, is a temple. Is a temple. A temple. Let us build up a Torah. The Torah is a temple. So what do they do in a temple? Worship. Idol worship. So they are saying, let's build a Torah. A Torah just like a temple. They are not building a Torah to get to heaven. We're going to see what it means when they said to get to heaven. Look at that. It says, Who stop may reach unto heaven. Now we're here to reach unto heaven. I've told you what heaven is. Right? Now let's apply what I've taught you as heaven here. So, I told you heaven doesn't necessarily mean the tip of, right? It also means the space. Right? It's also used for supernatural beings. Right? So, right here, who stop reach the heavens is referring to a place of worship of supernatural beings. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Then, where is the disclaimer? And let us make us a name. Did you see that?
That is the next word. So to reach the heaven is, let us make us a name. Mark that. Let us make us a name. So, they want to make themselves a name. That is idol worship on its own. Let's make us a name. Idol worship. So, the Tower of Babel is not building a skyscraper. No. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. In fact, within those era, they never had any building. They are crossed on certain feet. They couldn't. Amen? They couldn't. But they built a tower, which is a temple for worship. Let us make us a name. Hope you're hearing me. Let us make us a name. So that is the Tower of Babel. Hallelujah. That is the Tower of Babel. I don't worship. Now take it there. Take the narrative in verse 4. Let's make us a name. In chapter 2 of God brings it out. In verses from verse 1 into 3. I'll do it from verse 1. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy father's country, out of thy children and out of thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make thee a great nation. Watch. And I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great. Now that word thy name, thy there is not actually in the original. He said, and I will make name great. Amen. So the translators now put thy name. So actually, and I will make my name great. So in chapter 11, man, let us make us a name. Chapter 12, God is saying, no, it's not you making yourself a name, it's making my name great. You see that? So that is a counter narrative. And that is what the blessing is for. Not idol worship, but service to God. Hope you're following.
Amen.
I need your attention here. No, not idol worship, but service to God. It's not making your name great, it's making the Lord's name great. You see that? So you're not the one to make your name great. It's God to make his name great. In all the earth. Okay, follow me. So that's what the blessing in chapter 12 is for. And I will bless thee. Look at, where am I? Chapter 12 verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and I will make my name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Verses 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. Now curse them that curse thee. Let's take a cue from that. I will bless them that bless thee. What's he talking about? Now remember the word bless is used for to speak well of, for acceptance. Quickly put on in chapter 12. Look at chapter 20 quickly. I want to show you something. Chapter 20 verse 17. Let's see who Abraham is. Verse 17. Are you there? Oh, sorry, verse 7. He said, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. So, Abraham is a prophet. So, God's call to Abraham was a call to service in his vineyard. So, in that call to service, he said, in the service of the Lord is God's name that will be great, not man's name. One. What do you have? It answers, whosoever that blessed you will be blessed, whosoever that cursed you will be cursed. Put that side by side with John chapter 20, verses 23. Whosoever sins, you forgive and forgive. And whosoever you retain and receive. What does that tell you? So that means the blessing and the cursing will be in relation to salvation. Very vital. Will be in relation to salvation. Who are you following? Be in relation to salvation. Glory to God. Who are you following that? So would that be the tax in the gospel? Emphatically, yes. Jump again to chapter 14. I have a couple to show you there. A couple of things. Chapter 14.
We'll find Melchizedek in verses 19-20 saying this to Abraham. Said, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And he blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. Read that?
Is it in relation to God's words concerning Abraham?
Yes. Do you see that? Hallelujah. In relation to God's promise. In chapter 17, we'll find the same word used again. Verses 16. And it will be for Sarah. Similar. Sarah. Jump quickly to chapter 22, verse 18. This is Abraham. He said, and thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Be blessed. Is he already talking about money? No. All be blessed there will be used in relation to the promise. So that means, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth get saved. Will that be it?
Yes.
So it will be in relation to God's word, God's blessing, God's promise rather. So God's blessing or blessed is used by God in relation to his promise. Hallelujah. In chapter 24, verse 27 and 48, to bless God. So let's get back a bit to the blessings of Abraham. What we just read, Genesis 12, verses 3, the blessings of Abraham will be concerning the gospel. The gospel, not material. Not money. So, many times, it's very important, especially for those of us who are already working, and for those of us who are just leaving school, that needs to get work. Okay, hear me. Is that? So people begin to say, oh, some people have seen people who carry, who go to anoint their CV for extraordinary faith. The moment that olive oil touches that CV, no organization will collect it again. Because there is no reason for someone to know that it's olive oil. They will think it's going to throw it. You are unkept. I'm warning you. So bring, let us pour olive oil on it. It will spoil it. You know, just smell the tip, you will fail.
Yeah.
So let me just lay hands on it. We'll deal with a lot of things. I hope to get to, I hope to touch on some things. Amen. And also too, it also dovetails to, if we were to be in the university setting, now I will not be teaching the Christian faith and material wealth. Now, I will be teaching the Christian faith and CGPA. You don't know? And CGPA is very vital. It's not hard. You know, some people use it to preach. You need to get born again so you can do well academically. How? That your F's you've gotten before you got born again will be erased. So what? Okay, you carry over well. Because you are not born again, you don't have. The fact that you are born again, sir, that is when you will now need to be more careful not to have F. Yes, now. Say, so, no, I'm doing God's work, so God will do my work.
Which one? CGPA, you fail. You don't just say, you will lack hope.
Amen. I mean, give me that, but this you don't say. I want to copy my grace or the grace of Garuba. Yeah.
I was very, 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 very.
Yeah, because I didn't know some of these things, but thank God. I was a bit, my intelligence was ready showing. I knew how to read sharp in the night. And you have some people who were following me up and down, wanted to know how I used to read. They were following me over with this, so I would sleep. How could you not know it during exam time? How, what time did you read? How to compare yourself with me? How? I was doing night time. So some of the things I was doing in second year, for example, was until I did it my third day, I done it in my ATS1 in ICANN. So to me, it was screws, I was cashing. But those screws too, I shot K. Yeah? You read now. Glory to God. You read. I was doing my master's. I would go to school very early. All the times I brushed, I didn't attend tutorials or attend classes. When I get to school, before people come, I was already there, because when people come, all those Lagos people that go to Ogbomosho, that come to Ogbomosho, they are noisemakers. They will use the hotel where you think you are lodging in an hotel, they will turn it to hostel. You know what it means? You will not have peace. So you come and bag your door. Ah! Pastor, you want to carry first class? So I shall do correct. I'll go days before they, I will drive and go days before they pay. And I can cover up. I need to cover up. If not, right now we do it carry over in master. So people did. You know, I don't have money to sort lecture. I cannot. I've never done it. What a joke. Glory to God. What we are going to do is this. What we are going to do is this. This man sought lecturers. Count me out. I wait. So, when you come to CGPA thing, it's something that your eye need to be open. You read. Amen. Read. There's a promise of coming out of first class. There's something I have in my notes. Anything, let me tell you something. Anything that an unbeliever achieves outside prayer, anything a man can achieve outside prayer, Christ didn't die for you to have. Come here. Anything an unbeliever achieves without praying, nothing that they just achieve it. So I didn't die for you to have it though. It's like you're breaking my heart. Wait, let me cement it and scatter it. You know when you rub us many 9 feet on the floor, it will break very well. I need to break it and scatter it. Because you need to know. Amen. Amen, amen. Blessing and glory. Yeah. Oh yeah. Go. They were going to tell that. There were people are doing blood money. You blood money to get money. You don't need blood money. We have the blood of Jesus. For what? For money. You are not well. You are deep. So we have our blood money. Which one? Jesus money. Which currency? This is a currency that inflation want to that Satan want to keep. Stop saying nonsense. Amen. It's still early digest. At least nobody is 50 years here now. Yeah, 50 years. We're not okay. You know what? Nobody's 50. So I didn't have 50 years now. We will just go and take from our pension fund and that shit. So change that mindset. Hope you hear me. Yeah. How say we have the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our own what? Is your what? So is your own blood what? Are you okay? No, there's something about blood money. What is it? I remember one stupid teaching like that. That's what that was for me. I don't, if you ask me, you go to F5. So, say, blood money, what kind of blood do they use? They don't use innocent blood, virgin blood. and the virgin is sin, they are conceived. How much more the blood of Jesus? Sinless. I want to ask how an answer to preach it on. Not the one I talked to. Yeah? He said, Jesus' blood is more precious than a virgin blood. How do you get there? It's only wood. It's canoe. I'm giving you. Amen. So, there's nothing like that. So, let's come back. So, you know, the blessing was not connected to me. What is that for? And that's why you should be careful of people who preach that you're being saved so that you make money. That the ones who want to make money of your pocket. You should be careful of that. Does a believer need to now trust God for financial increase? We're going to deal with that, yes. But take notes. Can a believer trust God in his business for growth? Yes, you can. We're going to deal with that, like I said. But that is not a basis for your being saved. That because you are saved, you will now hold God ransom that must make you financially prosperous. No! It's not connected at all to salvation. In fact, we're going to get to where you see that you have to work, labor. Stop that nonsense of there's hard work, there's wisdom work. Work. If you find wisdom work, do. If you find cookie work, do. If you find hard work, work it! For there my hands have lived. This is it, to my hands. Don't sit down and say, the Lord will visit my account. How is the Lord doing? The Lord, here's my BVN. 2244 Obama. Somebody said he went. I saw one meme like that. Guy said he wanted to withdraw. P.S. That says 100 naira. Said okay. I want to withdraw 100 naira. Says 100 naira. I said yeah. So he had to withdraw. Bam. Gross. Why did you withdraw 100 naira? Just want to know. Why just let God know, say I never forget my deed? What nonsense is that? What nonsense is that? You know, when I watch those things, doesn't make me laugh. Doesn't make me laugh. I should look at it. I don't say, what nonsense is this? I can't shake. You were a bad boy, I never forget my pin. God has said. What's wrong with that? What nonsense is that? I can't shake so. Don't look at it, let's see what it's all. God, I beg. Anyway, no, God. Ask some people what they use their money to do. They carry all their money and put in Santos. You know, saying God, I beg. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So let's do a finished touch on some things here. Something there in my notes, not on the teaching, on my notes. So let's see a few things. Something to note, I have always said it to us in church, is the fact that Abraham, before he met the Lord, was wealthy. Never rule that out. I've heard someone say Abraham grew from grass to grace. God took him from nothing to something. No. And I showed us when I was teaching us on giving. Now, Abraham, in chapter 12, look at how Abraham left Haran in verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot was with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother, and their substance, and the herd that they had gathered, and the souls
is used for, I know, a wealthy person, souls,
and the souls, you see, and the souls they had gotten in Haran. You see that? So Abraham left Haran a wealthy man. You see that? He left Haran a wealthy man. So Abraham's prosperity first, or Abraham's financial prosperity, was not because he was saved. He was prosperous before he got saved. And it then shows you that a man who is wealthy can also get born again. Hope you're following that. The wealth of the nation is not in the church. I don't know what that means anymore. Amen. Go to God. Hallelujah. So he was already wealthy before he met the Lord. So your salvation is not for material prosperity. No, it's for God's tax in the earth. Okay, following that. Amen.
All these flies that are coming
from the world. This can deal with it like this. Okay. Glory to God. So, let's see one more. Another is Cain.
We'll look at Cain.
I promised us all this, right? Now we look at it from the patriarch. Right? So, let's see Cain. I told us during the last teaching, giving, that Cain was called a fugitive and a vagabond. Genesis 4, verses 12. He's called a fugitive and a vagabond. That is the word Noah and Nud. It means that word Noah and Nud is used for not to have a purpose. Not to have a purpose. So what's his name now? Cain will have no purpose. Now, when it means no purpose, it means away from God's presence is to be without a purpose. That's what it means. Away from God's presence is to be without a purpose. So look at what he said in verse 14. That have driven me out of this day from thy face of the earth and from thy face to life you be. So away from God is not to have a purpose. That means Cain wasn't saved. In the context of today, Cain is not born again. But look at what happened. Even after that was not even in God's purpose, he left God's purpose in verse 17, and Cain knew his wife and conceived, and they bore Enoch. He knew his wife. That means he got married. Right? He got married. I thought he was going to be mad, fugitive and vagabond. No. That is actually not to have a purpose. Did you see that? Amen. To be away from God's presence. Away from God's purpose. That's what it means. Hallelujah. And she conceived and bore Enoch. Not the Enoch you know. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch.
Watch that. He builded a city.
To build a city means he became wealthy. Now what does it mean? Cain became wealthy. He built a city.
So to build a city in their world means, one, it will be used for wealth, and it will be used for idol worship.
So he built a city, it had foreign gods. But he was wealthy.
Did you see that? He was wealthy. So, whether someone is born again or not born again,
listen,
the fact that someone is born again or not born again is no room at all to whether the person is wealthy or not going to be wealthy. Okay, follow you. Amen. Amen. So sometimes, and it's something that we need to deal with, physically. I just posted that severally on my status. I said, oh, the fact that somebody left or even left church or left your church, left your group and said, I'm not going to do it, I don't have serving God, it doesn't mean that person is going to be a pauper. No. Come here with me. Doesn't mean that. And I say it a whole lot. Have to be frank about it. Person can even become the next governor, the next president. Might even be world's richest man. Or might even be the man that is packing from home. I've heard someone come on pulpit one time and said some stuff that got irritating. Things like, the reason why that person is poor is because he left the service of the Lord. That is why he will never make money, will never have money. But truth be told, before the person even left the church, the person wasn't even having money. Look at him and say God is punishing him. How does it make God look? For what God is not involved in. Hope you're following me. God isn't involved in it. There are things you don't even mention God in. And God is the reason why. Because he's not serving God. That's the reason why he's suffering in abject poverty. No. No. Hallelujah. So don't bring God into it. He's not working hard. Amen. Some people leave churches and began to do extra so that they can show to you who is in church that they can be wealthy outside God. But you don't get intimidated by it. That is just a zero chase in life. Amen. That shows that person is hungry and thirsty for God. But the person is not ready to drop his or her ego. Most times, and I hope to share it with pastors too, that you're able to guide your members and leaders during our workers' convention coming up September 28th. Now, I hope to share it with us that many times, and you have to be able to deal with that very well, with both yourselves as pastors and with the people that are under you. Amen. The fact that somebody, people are in a, I call it a goose cage. Yeah, like a goose chase. Chasing nothing. And that is the same hunger in man to know God. So because they've left the service of God, they want to do things extra. Sometimes more extra that they want to prove to you. Some people do it. At the moment I left church when I bought a car. Sure, are you normal? Who are you trying to impress?
Tell yourself.
You just want to feel good. But that is that emptiness of sense.
Come here, baby.
It's called emptiness of sense. So you that is not in church, you're not feeling intimidated. How? How? So you have to settle it within yourself. And that is something vital. You have to settle it within yourself as a believer. You have to say, brother, who used to drive bicycle, you're not driving Bentley. You are not being ashamed. How? You're not feeling bad. How? Want to feel good, leave your job and go and get your higher place. But don't get stupid. Don't chase them over nonsense. What are you doing? Say that a lot to people. a lot of people. You must learn to set your priorities right. And the priorities is God's word first. When I see people do that, it's a sign they have not allowed God's word to dwell in their heart. How God's word dwell in your heart? Some people don't even know how to celebrate people that are progressing materially. It's wrong. Brethren! Say, I'm happy for you.
And in their heart they are like, you're gonna get married.
No!
Not among you that there. I'm not part of this. I've seen it the whole lot.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense. You must never celebrate each other. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me.
So this one is doing cake. Oh, this one is doing birthday. Sugar rush.
Bought one step. The next day, Miami, do two steps. Is there? Miami, we're going to do 10 steps. What are you chasing? Has to be. Could you send donuts? That's all.
Some will send jam donuts and malt. That's all. Oh, yes, I think cake. This is cake. But it's all poem. Now imagine me, I'm not there, just by the land, I'm not that person to write poem. Poo? What?
How? Poem, how? What kind of poem? God bless and keep you. It's your birthday. Love you. Bye-bye. Hey,
just thank God I no longer forget dates easily. There were days I used to forget dates. God bless your soul. Love you. I remember in the night, oh, your birthday, hallelujah, God bless you. You are setting cake. Oh, Tando Dandy. Amen. Stop that. Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. Look at your baby. It's unnecessary. Don't say it's tied to Christianity, it's not. Hallelujah. The Christian faith is about God, right? Making his name great in all the nations of the world. That's what our Christian faith is about. Hallelujah. So we'll see more Petrarch next week. And we'll get to the epistles next week. We'll get to the epistles. I hope to round up by upper week. All things being equal. Learn something tonight? Are you sure you learned something tonight? Let's do nothing.